This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
From one of the oldest smartphones to the newest kid on the block, the Moto X. Google-owned Motorola Mobility is about to unveil its latest candidate for the pantheon of powerful mobile devices on August 1st. Since the tech giant bought Motorola Mobility and its boatload of patents last year, there's been plenty of speculation that the old cell phone company would build a new product. Can it compete? Let's ask our friend at CNET, Molly Wood.
Good morning, or hello. How are you?
I'm good. So, this week, there's a phone coming out. It's apparently possibly a big deal, but it's not an iPhone.
I know, although that I have to admit, it kind of sounds like almost every other week of the year at this point in the phone game.
And yet another week, and that means another phone.
Another phone, exactly. But not an iPhone, and this is, and also not a Samsung phone. So that does make it a little bit notable. It's the Moto X from Google, which potentially could be sort of the most interesting baby to come out of this relationship between Google and Motorola Mobility, because they've owned Motorola Mobility for quite a long time now, and we haven't seen much come out of it. So the Moto X could really be the coming out party.
And part of this is that Google purchased Motorola in part because they wanted their patents. So this is sort of like the first sexy piece of hardware out from the company.
Exactly. It's been almost exactly a year since Google acquired Motorola in the mobility department. Now, people were expecting, I think, something to come out a little sooner, but given the way product pipelines work, it's possible that this phone has just been in development for that long and now is set to make its debut and hopefully be an alternative to what has really become sort of an Apple versus Samsung smartphone war, much to the chagrin of Nokia and HTC.
So what does it need to accomplish that, do you think? And what do we know about the phone itself so far?
Well, so far, based on leaks, it sounds like the phone will actually be a high-end smartphone, but not the highest end. It might have a slightly older processor. So it's not meant to be the new supercomputer of phones, but it's meant to really use Android in a way that would appeal to consumers. So we saw at Google I.O., Google showed off a lot of the cool sort of predictive search features mm-hmm. of Google Now. They talked a lot about how the phone can really be contextually aware. So there are some rumors that the Moto X might use sensors to know when it's being pulled out of someone's pocket, or that if you just sort of use the right gesture, you could turn on the camera, and that it'll be a little more personalizable, customizable, that you could get custom colored backs. You could send a Google or Motorola a photo so that it already had your wallpaper when it came. You know, I mean, those are things that are kind of not that important to the average consumer. But uh-huh. if you were really paying attention, you might think, oh, that's kind of neat. I think really, though, the biggest selling point is that it's going to have something very, very close to plain old vanilla Android with no other manufacturer stuff layered on top.
Right. And I was just about to ask you, you and I both, I believe, own a Google Nexus tablet, and there's also a Google Nexus phone, right? So what is this? I don't know. How does that play out? It's sort of interesting. Google's trying to make their own hardware now. And how does that bump up against the partnerships that they have already?
Well, I think that may be part of the reason that it's taken so long for Google to produce a phone with Motorola. There was a lot of concern that Motorola, as a phone manufacturer, would have an unfair advantage because they were attached to Google, and that it might get stock Android where other manufacturers didn't, and that it could affect the building partnership with those Nexus devices. Nobody's exactly sure who manufactures them, but it's not Google. It's some sort of partner. Many people have speculated it could be LG. So it's tricky water to navigate on Google's part, and I suspect that the Moto X will have close to stock Android, but not quite. You know, it'll still have a little bit of Motorola flavor, so it's not perceived as giving an unfair advantage. But, at this point, Google has taken so long to produce a phone out of Motorola that you could argue they gave Samsung an unfair advantage. So I think competitively, Motorola still really has a long hill to climb.
Yeah, and that was going to be my last question to you. What, how, you know, if you were a betting lady, what would you bet on? Is the X going to do anything, or, you know, what are we looking at?
I have a feeling the Moto X will come out and do about as well as any other sort of third-tier smartphone can do in this market, which is, frankly, not very well. I mean, even most consumers that I talk to aren't that interested in upgrading to a Samsung Galaxy S4 because the S3 is good enough. It is extremely hard to make an impact in the smartphone market right now because they're all pretty amazing, and despite what carriers and phone makers would have you believe, you don't really need to upgrade every year or every 6 months. They're great phones. So I think the Moto X will be an interesting phone. People will like it, but you'll see it in the wild about as often as you see an HTC One or even a Galaxy S4. It's not gonna turn the market on its head.
It's not gonna blow minds.
It's probably not gonna blow minds.
So this is an interesting idea you bring up, though, and it's something that in investing wise, I think we've heard rumbles of this, and just with everyone's focus on Apple, is it possible that we're soon going to reach this point of plateau, basically, for smartphones and the interest that consumers have in buying new smartphones? I mean, once you have a phone that takes 8 megapixel pictures that, you know, I don't know, brushes your teeth for you, et cetera, like all the smartphones do, are people going to stop being interested in buying new stuff? And what does that portend?
I think we're starting to see that plateau happen already. In fact, I think consumers are slowing down. Smartphone buying is slowing down. The upgrade cycle is slowing down, and there's research to back it up. And it's because the smartphone market, the technology, is already mature. Like you say, 3 or 4 years ago when you were buying a phone, it still maybe didn't have very good mapping, or maybe it didn't have all the apps that you wanted. Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't fast enough, or the screen wasn't good enough, or the camera wasn't good enough. All of those things are now moot. I mean, every phone that you're going to buy at this point is faster by an order of magnitude than the first computer that you ever bought. Even the bad cameras are pretty good. Most of the apps are there, unless you're, you know, heaven help you on Windows Mobile. And so it is about people settling in and living with a phone for a couple of years, which frankly is kind of a good thing. These don't need to be disposable devices. They're powerful. They're made up of a lot of hard to recycle components.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't need one every 6 months to a year, but it does make it a lot harder to introduce a brand new smartphone because the selling points are fewer and far between than they used to be.
Well, and what's interesting too is some of these companies are really betting on, you know, the market for devices. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see, I guess we're already seeing it, but it'll be interesting to see what that plateau might actually do to the tech industry, I guess.
I think Google is in the strongest position to come out with a new phone because Google also makes the software, and they make the software that's tied into their entire search engine, all their other services. Apple obviously makes the software that goes along with the iPhone,
right.
But Apple is still using somebody else's search. Apparently, it's going to be Bing in iOS 7, so it's not even necessarily the search that most consumers are used to or maybe want.
Mm.
They haven't nailed mapping. They don't have good social. You know, Google has this totally vertically integrated suite from search to social networking to photos to mail to messaging, and they can put it all on a phone that knows exactly where you are, what you're doing, what kind of hand movements you're making. And they have the best opportunity to me to move the market forward from a software perspective and a services perspective, because that, frankly, is the only thing that differentiates at this point. All the hardware is basically the same, and it just comes down to style for some people. So if Google can come out and say, hey, this is the phone that fulfills the promise of all that Google is capable of doing for you, well, then it's actually your little robot best friend.
This stylin' Molly Wood is also host of CNET's Always On and a friend of the show. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure, as always.